respect that you might not want to, or I might not want to, you know. As it were, you might have to stay the place, you know. But you don't necessarily have to live there for the rest of your life, though, you know. You know, do you expect to do the same, whichever might be happening good to you, do you expect to do this for the rest of your life in the same place? I mean, you know, the same scenery, walking on the same street to go to office, regardless if you make $1 million. I say, okay, £1 million. But still, just think, get yourself, you know, for a second. You're walking on the same street for 30 years, man. Punching in the same clock, even if you might be the whole president of it. Or you can come in at 11 o'clock or maybe 1 o'clock in the afternoon, because you're the president of this business that you made up. But in the same street, everything's exactly the same, except maybe the figure of money. That shows, you know, money is...
Yeah, there comes a time, man, when you got to stop.
I mean, definitely. But I haven't reached that yet, you know.
Yeah, I know. In one place and digging it all the time and sticking at one job. And I mean, it may be a drag to walk down the same street every day for 30 years, but at least you're fighting.
That's
right.
I got a chance, man, make recordings, man, for £500 a week. Oh, yeah, I guess it would add up to about £500. You know, anyway, but who wants to stay in one place, go in the same studio, you know, and back to the same thing I said about 20 minutes ago, you know, who wants to do this for the rest of their lives? My life is going like that. If I got a gig doing £500 a week, and I get bored, I'm going to quit it, man, and go to something else, which might pay £3.5 a week, you know, but I still might be trying to get into something, you know.
Eventually, give it up, say, right, this time I stand
and fight. Yeah, that's right. But well, actually, you have to make bread in order to live, you know, and you might have to stay in a place, you know. But, see, you know, my own opinion, like, making bread is, secondary, actually. That naturally happens to live, you know. I keep saying these things over and over again. But, I'm just trying to, you know, prove the point that making bread, man, is not that much to me. It's all it is. Necessary things I need, like, you know, if I see a pretty scarf I might want to get, I'll get it there, you know. Or if I see a jacket, you know. But far as going out and saving bread until I'm 90, if I have a contract saying that when I get to be 65, I have so much money coming in, that's the yes, no thing like that, man, you know. Because drastic places that I hear from. I want to see the North Pole, I want to see the South Pole. I want to see these mountains that they say they have in the South Pole, you know. I want to see Moscow, and I want to, you know, I want to witness a slight bit of pain of what I hear about, which might not even come about, because it might be all propaganda. But I don't want to witness for too long, as where it's going to hurt me, you know, physically. I want to witness.
No, this is fantastic.
Like,
this is
America, the heat, this where you sweat, you be so uncomfortable.
I'm
going to witness this for about at least, maybe about a minute or two, you know.
To witness it, man, for months and really die, you know, that is the way. I would die a million times. You know what else?
Fall over a million times walking through London, man. Or either ride a cab through London, you fall in love a thousand times a day, you know. Or the other girls, you know. But after, I guess about an hour after, you're going to forget completely about them. And then
you should never fall in love, because this is an immediate hang-up.
But there's no pain in falling in love for a second, or even for 3 minutes. See, it'll take about average for a girl to walk somebody you might really dig by sight, you know. Walk from a department store to the bus stop, and you might be waiting for a red light, you know. It'll be quite about three times less than 3 minutes, another, you know. So there's no harm in falling in love that 1 second, you know. For the rest of your life, you can fall in love. Dig, listen, what I say now. You see this girl, you say, oh, I want to marry her, you know. I don't even know her name. I don't even, first of all, I've seen her my whole life. I just see her on the street. But then, after, okay, now you go to the third red light, she's out of your mind completely. It's so beautiful. Bring you back to your own free self again. So you should say that you don't want to go on these different gigs. Because it's so good, man, to indulge the beauty, man, of a girl you've never seen before. But it doesn't have to last forever. You don't have to let something like that hang you up, especially by eyesight, because that's what the memory is.
Yeah, man, what happens when you meet them? Yeah, it's just...
talking about the immune is a different subject, you know. I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about seeing them.
Yeah.
Try doing a CCB in a green coat with purple suede shoes, for instance, on the corner, not over there.
Than I am when I'm sober, you know.
And if you're a musician, music and life itself goes together so closely. It's like a parallel that can run together like this, you know, very roughly. But it's still such a parallel.
But I don't see how people could. You know, it fascinates me. People that get through life without even beginning to play or understand music. People that never picked up a paintbrush.
The reason
it's destroying things.
Yeah. But the reason for this is that they might not know. But see, music is a form of life itself. And these people don't know. Like, some people could tell you, I don't know nothing about music, you know. Okay, they don't know about music, but still music enters their life. Some kind of way, it's where they don't even know. As a way to think they're acting because of some other kind of artificial means. But a relaxation, man, and music is plays such an important part of their life. Yeah, they say, oh, why did it never classics, you know? They say it as if classic is not music. They consider it as something else. But music is nothing but imagination. Something from somebody's soul, man. Something from somebody's real heart, you know, that they can really express by notes. People right now, she's expressing music by around here, you know. We can write a song name, you know, for instance, 1 mile long or something, for instance, you know. There's different ways. Music is the whole life. People don't know, but they express the ways in music. Even if you work at a bank, music, man, it means so many things. It doesn't mean necessarily physical notes that you hear by ear. It could mean notes that you hear by feeling or thought, or by imagination, or even by emotions. You know, that's all there is.
That's all there is. Just stuff. I mean, is that all there is to you?
Nothing but music, man. Life is just
a
lot.
Oh, see,
but it is.
I get surrounded by cats. I heard terribly destroyed by. Oh, lovely long hair. I am going to be a millionaire, and kind of, I plan to buy myself huge cars. It sort of brings me down terribly. But at the same time, I have a kind of idea that money is kind of necessary.
No, yeah, quite naturally it's going to become necessary so you can do these things. But you don't base it around money, you base money around what you want to do, right? It's a thing, like, not like saying, by the time I get to be 42 and a half, 3 months and a half for my birthday. By the time I get 42, I plan to have £1 million in the bank. It isn't like that with me. I don't think it might not be like that with you, you know? It's a thing, like I say, instead of saying I'm going to have £1 million in the bank, when I say, by the time I get 42, no tell what happens, but I hope I enjoy life, and I hope I can still remember the life I'm living now and that I did before, and between now and 42, you know? It's a thing like that. Money, why? Money is commercial. Human beings make money. I almost hate the human being as a certain thing that's making these beautiful ideas and commercial values like money, like real estate, like this and that, SOS, and all the same old stuff. See, human beings are so screwed, man. They're the most complicated animals on the earth, and the most screwed up animals on the earth. But they're the ones who are, you know, ruling the earth. But in this case, in fact, you hear the guitar in the background, that's me playing the UFO Starving. Just being like that, man, you can't let money rule you. You have to rule money the way you want to use it. For your life, not only life for money.
I got an interview on this tape, man, of two cats who say their challenge is making money, and that's what they want to do. They want to make the money.
Yeah. Okay, I'll tell you what, I want to make the money as a way I can live when I go bald, you know, and all the little curls fall out, and all the teeth and the hair sprayed, whatever they think I do with my hair, when all this shit falls out, I want to hope that money and people help me together to do what I want to do in life, not my life towards money. Listen, knowing that you can get hung over a girl and really get hung over a girl is so much of a contrast. It's so different, man. Like if I was hung over a girl, man, I'd be talking differently, though I might be saying something, you know, that you could probably figure out, you know, it might be so beautiful, man, you know.
But what really hates me up isn't the girl, because, I mean, like, she's a great girl, she's having a good time, and as far as I'm concerned, that's really great. What hangs me up is my attitude. That I mean, look at me, man. She doesn't even sort of, but she says hello, and like, but she has no kind of. Don't you think it's fantastic? Life deals most extraordinary game of cards, man. That strangers can be lovers, but friends are hardly friends at all.
Oh, beautiful.
And it's sort of so strange, you know, that she isn't, and yet I would die for her, you know. And this is sort of inside me somewhere, and I can't understand it. And this is what hangs me up, not knowing, not understanding, you know.
Well, like, oh no, okay, like this girl I know named Christine, you know. Like this, you know, I know this girl named Christine. And she's so beautiful. Her mind is so together. But see, I don't even hold up to her. Actually, you know, it's because of a thing that I don't know what it is. It might be a phase of my life, or it might be something else. As where, not that I'm hoggish. But I want to have this freedom feeling, regardless of what comes to me, good or bad, you know. And she's very, very sweet, you know. Like, we can be going together, it's so beautiful. But there's some things she doesn't understand about me, you know. But there's some things I can understand about her, but I couldn't explain my feelings, you know. Like, I want to be with her, you know, all the time, constantly. I want her and I to go to shows and all this, you know. And different things, just do different things. I like to take you anywhere I go, like South America or, you know, Canada, or regardless of America, you know, whatever it is. But then, I might get stoned completely out of my mind, you know. Yeah, and then I also like going to funny other day that she might not understand. She might understand it, but I can suffer through it that she might not. And it's that all human beings are selfish to a certain extent, you know. I'm selfish to a certain extent too, to be, you know. This gig, I'm keep talking about being free and stuff. But she just doesn't understand this. It might even last for 3 minutes, it might last for five, it might last for.
I said, listen, you know, one day you're going to wake up and I'm going to be gone. Because this is where I felt at the time. And I changed my life and it went. And she really couldn't understand. She's the person that tears and say, please don't, you know, please say goodbye before you go. Please wake up early, you know. And do that, you know, people don't understand that you want to be free. And the thing is, you see, what is unfair about this is I said it to her at the beginning and it hung her up. At the end, she left me, and it destroyed me because then I'd become her, and she became me, you know.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, God, that happens to me so much. Like, okay, first of all, when you know what it really is? It's a thing, like, when you know you're going to have somebody, just being very, very frank, you can like a person, but that person you like, when they're around, you're going to say, oh, well, you know, I dig this girl and all this, but Dick was sitting at the bar. Or Dick was sitting about 3 feet away from the bandstand, out of sight. But deep down inside, this doesn't come out to you then, but deep down inside you can say, yeah, well, I'm digging this other girl, but look, man, she's digging me too, you know. So, you know, I can go out and, you know, cop this, was sitting at the bar, or 3 feet from the stage, and then she walked, you know. Well, that should be just going to call me anyway, she, you know. And I say, well, you know, baby, it's a thing like that, you know, so. But I still think, it could be like that, you know. What I'm saying by saying that, you can really like somebody deep outside, but you still might mess around, you know.
Aren't you caught, man, by the fact that you're Jimi Hendrix? You're the guy that magazines are going to talk about,
yeah,
and say,
Jake,
no, listen,
man,
no, but this makes sense, because, like, you remember that group, the Merseybeats or something?
Yeah.
They got completely blown, the whole scene just fell apart, because one day they said, well, listen, man, you know, we see these chicks and we think, great, tonight's great, and tomorrow is no good, because this is the way everybody feels. I mean, it's just the way we all go. We like a girl one night, and you don't like her the next, and the girls are the same. But suddenly these guys were caught by the fact that they were in the public eye. And this is what frightens me. I don't want to be famous. It's kind of a nothing time for her. But I think she's really nice because she digs my work and she doesn't bother, man. I sat in that flat today.
And she didn't get
bugged about 3 hours, man, and she didn't sort of get bugged at all. Now, the point is that suddenly you can't change your chick every day, man, because I might be a writer from Maine or a photographer, and suddenly you're stuck by public image. This destroys me, you know, because I've got a chance as a cartoonist to become famous. I don't want to become famous because
because then I'm caught by my public image.
Yes.
When I become famous, I'm going to stop photographs. I'm going to become an unrecognizable character.
That's right. It's like you might meet beautiful girls. This might go off the stomach so completely, you know. But like this man says, you might meet a beautiful girl because of your name, you know. Somebody says, well, listen, I'm your manager, you know. I'm so-and-so. I want you to meet this model. This came in from Paris. She's beautiful. I want you to meet her. So you meet this model, and then at the night, this being Frank, all right? You all might go to bed that night, you know. And she's beautiful. There's a thing there's this being Frank again. You know, like, the model might not look as, I mean, she might look so beautiful, more than this girl you might really think. But still, deep down inside, you like this girl, but still, you got to do it now, you know. There's a thing God, if you have to just really understand the fact that you might still like somebody deep down inside, but still physically, at such an elementary stage, just where you might screw somebody else, you know. But still, deep down inside, you have this deeper feeling for a person that you might have, you know.
Girls could understand, man. You and I, man, I say, listen, I dig this girl, and I think she's the greatest thing that ever happened to me, and I'll always, you know, be hung up by her, but I can go around and screw a million girls. But now, yeah. This girl, say, you like her. Now you can go off and screw maybe 1,000 other girls and think, I still dig Christine. But what happens when Christine goes off and screws another 1,000 blokes?
That's right, you're going to get
screwed.
You won't even know what it's so good. And do anything, you know, these ones.
We got phrases like it's a man's prerogative and things like that, man. It knocks me out. I think men, the whole world makes me laugh, man. Yeah, because I mean my cartoons, you know, just about people that make me laugh. Yeah, you know them. Well, anytime you want to come along and have a look, you know, believe me, you know, they're all there to look at. Which reminds you, man.
If there's somebody I really like, I don't want to hurt it, no kind of way. Regardless if you do the truth, you know, if somebody's liking you, you know, really truly like you, you know they're still going to be hurt regardless of how, you know. And don't take over 45 seconds. Christine, don't take over 45 seconds, please. Image. I don't want to be on that beautiful Dave D image. You know, beautiful. Wow. Just give me two chocolates. I'm saying to the Portillo, do exactly what you want, regardless, because this is your own generation there. And if you're not going to live this generation the way you want to, you have no other ones to live. She can say this kissing is such a commercial bad that she's going to let it interfere with her own emotions.
I mean, like
you know, that's right. And you know what? I might make American terms, $3 for instance, and I might spend it all. I don't think about, you know, the future, because money doesn't mean much. If I was very money conscious, I'd make my little $30, you know, and then put it all away in the bank and all that. And then make $30 from the way bank. After about 8 or 9 weeks, I have a little nut that's still sinking up.
Yeah.
But I don't look at that.
But I wish I could make more money, you know, like I do tonight. I got $5 left, you know, one round of drinks for my friends.
I wish I could go out on a gig for $20,000 a week, you know. I mean, not a week, but $20,000 a night. Anybody wishes more money. But deep down inside,
you don't really want to be a millionaire.
If you make the money, if you do, you know, mess around and make that much money, it's because of you yourself, and you don't have to give it away to nobody if you don't want to. See, there's so many contradictions.
See, but I do, because I don't want to make money because of what I can buy for myself. I want to make money so that I can buy things for everybody else.
Right, that's what I put myself doing. I can make money and
beautiful. It knocks me out that
hair.
Sorry,
Corbin. I love to have you. there you go, make a love to Phyllis with plastic rings.
Kiss
a lovely now, kiss Mary Clapp and I kissed him. I kissed the fellowship of England. And like, he come back telling me his face, like saying, well, Dick, they don't look at too well and all that. But Dick, when people's, you go there and you try to say,
I don't like it, man. Why should I?
But, no, he's saying like this. I'm telling you the way my interpretation is. Like, you know, you're saying exactly the same words, but your own interpretation, right? So you think to yourself, well, Dick, this guy, you know, he goes over there, but then a little teeny boss with a little purple and red skirt on, you know, and my little hairdos, they say that he's, been, you know, they're playing to now, but so what? They're not digging what he's playing now, you know? But, Dick, they're gonna dig it, man. It's a thing like a... Oh God, you know, things are so happening so much around me at this particular moment. Like,
what you're going through now might, in actual fact, without you knowing, it just be a phase, you know. I mean, your set of values now may not exist in any way in the next, you know, within the next 2 years. They may have changed so completely.
Well, they changed the last 2 months, man. You know, that's true enough. You know, but at the same time, man, don't you ever stop and think about what's going to happen come when you're 45?
No, of course not.
Some girl, he's getting hungover, man. He's scared that by the time he gets 45, he might not have no bank.
That's right. Because the man is as a kid, but what it makes me think about is, it's like
youth is an incredible thing. It's a thing like nothing else, you know, like...
But it doesn't last.
No, of course not. And then when it stops lasting, your values will be different. Then you can work out what you're going to do then. But I mean, it's a sick thing to be a young guy and worrying about what you're going to be like when you're an old guy.
Really, yeah, you're right.
Because sooner or later, you're just going to say to yourself, right, you know, I'm not young anymore. And you'll say that simply because you don't think the things that you done when you were young. Then you're going to set up new values.
Yeah, that's right.
And you'll be another man, man. It's just... You know, you'll be an old man, but you'll be...
But all you're going to do, man, is a quote, sorry, Jimmy, and it's grow a new set of plastic wings. This is what destroys me. I want to put on real wings now, because if I don't like flying with plastic wings...
Don't tell you that, if he tells you plastic wings in me, then...
No, but they're saying it about me, man, but I say it about me, that I have plastic wings, and I don't want to keep on going for...
Okay, you don't want to. Listen, you don't want to keep on doing this, right? You might have to a certain extent until you go out of the feeling, you know. But you know, things, you know, like what they say, okay, you only live on memories. The things you're doing now, that's the only way you live is now. Like if you feel like saving 50 quid all of a sudden, you get paid 75, then you put it in the bank, you know. By the time you get old, man, just like you said, man, your life changes, you know. You might get different ideas, but you start then, man.
Around you,
I mean,
you know,
I'm sort of, you know, it's
fences all the way around, and you know, do I? But I'm in love with the people around me.
Okay, things will be better, you know, soon. Yeah.
stressful because it's just like kind of having a rebellious streak which everyone has got. It's just like saying that, I said to you, I don't like your fucking long hair, and then so next day you grow, you do your best to make it grow a little more, It's just the same thing, it's just, if someone puts me down for what I play one night, the next night, I'll make sure that they won't ever put me down again, just by playing so well.
But if somebody says to me, I'm going to make a lot of money, then I don't believe it. You believe you're an idiot.
Well, don't make personal question because I don't have any kind of thoughts like that. I don't think about that at all. I mean, it's taking me to do a Charles Atlas to hold it all together, Actually, driving lessons might be quite an escape, Well, if I had a car, I'd use it just like I do, smoking. If I don't have a packet of cigarettes at home, I'd go nearly frantic, And it's the same would be for me for a car, because I'm that way about it.
No, because what you want to make for yourself, isn't it great just to get things away, It's too much.
I was being a bit sort of flippant, but then again, you must be very careful what you give away. You must be very careful who you give it to. Because the love thing, is great. It's great, the sort of giving and taking. It's great, but it's still a very naive thing. It's great on one day. So, you go to a meeting in a park and everyone's giving you flowers and giving you presents, it's great on that day, but don't try and live your life like it, man.
You never write about
of money into it, so...
Well, if we have
but
a
you have the same attitude to me, you know,
well, actually, that's right. I like for money to turn me down, no kind of way, you know. I like for anything to turn me down. That's, you know, this is the longest I ever lived in any one place in 5 or 6 years in England, 6 months, you know. And they asked, well, what do you like to move on with? You know, because I don't like nothing to tie me down. I don't like to depend on anything, actually. But you have to sometimes, you know this. Like, I have to, you know. But still, you know, you can't take away the fact that...